Hello.
I am John. I'm calling from FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a town home, apartment or condominium, manufactured or mobile home?
Single family?
Okay, thank you for that. Another question, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay, thank you for that. By any chance, do you remember what year was your home built?
2001. Who are you guys calling with again?
Oh, this is for FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on local residents.
Okay.
Yep. Another question, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
10.
10 years. Okay. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2, Category 3, Category 5, 4, or Category 5, by any chance?
I think we had the tropical through 3, unless Matthew was a 4, then I went through that one too.
Okay. By any chance, do you remember, can you tell me the name and year of that specific hurricane that you remember, the Category 4 one?
I think they were in 2016.
2016. Okay. Thank you for that. Have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Nope. No damage.
Okay. Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not so vulnerable?
Probably somewhat, just because of proximity of where we live.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare, ma'am?
I would leave.
Say that again?
I would leave. I wouldn't stay. I would just take my stuff and leave.
Okay. One second. Okay. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Very certain. Okay. Thank you. What will be your top 3 sources of information, ma'am, to get, better informed about this hurricane or emergency situation? Will it be either internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family words, social media, WhatsApp, or any other that you may think of?
I work for the government, so that's where I'll get mine. We're military, so.
Okay. Understood. Give me one second. Okay, if you have, I'm just looking to get the right information on this. What would you say that are your top three sources of information of the ones
I
mentioned?
So internet, probably social media, and the news.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. Okay, I got it. Almost there, by the way. Thank you so much for your time. I'm doing this as quickly as I can. I appreciate that. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Probably a 3.
3? Okay, awesome. Thank you for that. Now, I'm going to give you some options, and please let me know which applies. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm, like the cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, transportation costs, any other, or none of the above?
What was the question again?
Yep. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm?
Oh, no. I'm just lazy.
Nope.
I guess other good. Lazy.
Okay. It's okay. Next question. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, let me give you more options for these questions. When will you evacuate? Like if a hurricane watches issues, like the hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never, or any other you may think of.
Probably never.
Okay. Thank you for that. In a case, ma'am, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
South Georgia.
Okay, so you will move to another state, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household, ma'am?
Two.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Almost there, by the way. I'm just pulling this out. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
No, I don't even know that.
Oh, it's okay.
Maybe.
No worries. Thank you for that. Okay, I'm just getting this information straight. Okay. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
100% confident.
Yeah. You won't feel confident, you said?
I will feel confident.
Oh, you will. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. The next question is, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year, ma'am? Like, did it decrease significantly, remain the same, or increase?
It increased significantly.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you for that. And do you recall, by any chance, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years?
I think it's almost doubled.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's a little ridiculous. No.
Yeah, okay. And what about 3 to 5 years from now in the past? Do you recall that, if it has changed in that period of time?
It's probably three, and within the 5 years, it's doubled. Well, probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And within 5 to 10 years, has it changed your home insurance rate?
Before then, no. I just noticed it's been increasingly getting bigger or more expensive over the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Understood. Thank
you. Ever since COVID, like everything else.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take, ma'am?
Absolutely nothing. You got to pay it.
Okay. Gotcha. 1 second. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. So you will cover 100%, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Almost there, ma'am. I'm just going to keep you a few minutes more. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Let me give you the options. Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
I will not move.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Thank you. Got it. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government shall help to reimburse your costs? Let me give you the options. Federal government, state government, local government, or, in your opinion, government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
Ooh. I guess it should be local.
Local. Okay. Thank you. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Probably about 3.
3? Okay. Thank you. Okay. It's kind of similar to the next question. How, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Probably the same 3.
3? Okay. Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Probably 4.
4. Okay. Thank you. Almost there. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
They take into account of what?
Yeah, that new developments take into account flood risk.
Oh, 3. 3.
Thank you. And the last one on this part is, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
4. 4.
Thank you for that. Okay. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And if you do, do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes, I believe it's happening, and no, I think I'm okay.
Okay. Thank you for that. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives, like increased income taxes, property taxes, or both, or any other that you may think of?
Probably a sales tax of some sort, so it's equal amongst all parties.
So we'd say like the income tax, right?
Either that or just like your normal sales tax. Like Florida has that 7% sales tax. If they move to 8 or 7.2, that means everybody's paying and not just people that own a home.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you for that. I'm taking notes into that right now. Thank you for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly, or not at all?
No, not at all.
Okay. Thank you. When you purchased your home, ma'am, which characteristics were the most important for you? Like the neighbor, the schools, crime, price, everything, etc.?
Location and price.
Okay, 1 second. Location, price, and okay, he's asking me for 3. Do you remember any third one?
Layout. No, I'll stop.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just looking for 3 characteristics that were the most important to you besides neighborhood and price. Yeah.
The floor plan layout of the house. So, like a cosmetic look.
Oh. 1 second. Okay, next question. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Let me give you some age ranges, like less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
5 to 10. Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. I'm going to give you some age ranges, and could you please tell me your age based on these ranges? It's either 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older.
54.
Okay, thank you for that. What is your gender?
Female,
thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
3.
Okay, thank you. including yourself, how many people are under 12 years old?
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. And including yourself, how many people are 65 or older?
Zero.
Zero. Thank you for that. What is your marital status, ma'am?
Divorced.
Divorced. Thank you. What is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household?
Grad school.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Graduate school.
Okay. Thank you. One second. Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
Nope.
Nope. Thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White. Non-Hispanic.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
English. Thank you. And please tell me which is the income range for your household. Is it under 20K, 20K to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to 100, or over 100?
Over 100.
Okay. These were all the questions I had, ma'am. Thank you very much for your time and your responses. I hope you have a good day, okay?
Hey, you're welcome. Enjoy your...
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.